For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. This week, the Republican National Convention was held mostly on a virtual platform, much like that of the Democrats last week. But that's where the two similarities end. And during a week with coronavirus, two powerful storms, massive wildfires, a shooting of a black man by a police officer, Republicans are hoping to turn these crises into reasons why Donald Trump should be reelected. Joining us again is political analyst Otis Sanford. Welcome back.
Thank you, Chris. Good to be with you.
First of all, Otis, let's talk about the messaging here. Some have noticed the darker tone of this convention. Speakers like Matt Gaetz of Florida warning that Democrats will, quote, disarm you, empty the prisons, lock you in your home, and invite MS-13 to live next door. Donald Trump Jr. has talked about protecting the suburbs from low-income housing. Why the doomsday outlook if Democrats should win?
It's about scaring you to death. The Republicans and certainly the Trump campaign have decided that they're going to make their stake in this election all about fear of people who don't look like you. And they are calculating that people are going to buy into the fear factor here and will determine that Joe Biden is too risky because he will turn all of the extremists and anarchists and terrorists are loose on us if we let him be president.
So Tennessee had some representation at the convention. Senator Marsha Blackburn is a loyal Trump supporter. She talked about how Democrats are devaluing the sort of hero worship that America has for police and military. And here's why she thinks that is.
If there are no heroes to inspire us, government can control us. They close our churches, but keep the liquor stores and abortion clinics open. They say we can't gather in community groups, but encourage protest, riots, and looting in the streets. If the Democrats had their way, they would keep you locked in your house until you become dependent on the government for everything. That sounds a lot like communist China to me.
So does anything there sound like communist China to you, Otis?
Well, there's so much to unpack there, Chris, that I don't know that I can even get to it all. It's just another example of the incredible, vile red meat that Marsha Blackburn is helping the Trump campaign throw out to try to scare people to death. I mean, she gave that same speech on the night that people were angry that a vigilante had come in from out of state, 17-year-old vigilante.
And you're talking about what happened in Kenosha.
Exactly. With a long gun that he did not supposed to have on his possession and killed two people, and the cops just let him just walk down the street. When at the same time, a black man is shot in the back walking away from the police. I mean, we're talking about two different worlds here, Chris. And clearly, Marsha Blackburn lives in another world. But again, she's just helping the Trump campaign advance the narrative of if you vote for Joe Biden, you're voting for anarchy.
Well, Senator Blackburn and many others have been talking quite a bit this week about cancel culture. You know, raising this specter that white Americans are being erased. Donald Trump Jr. said, quote, "We are not going to tear down monuments and forget the people who built our great nation." He didn't say Confederate monuments and slave owners, but that is the implication there. Otis, this message that white people are being marginalized and forgotten in America seems to resonate with a lot of Republicans. Do Democrats have an effective response to this argument?
Well, actually, I'm not sure that they do, Chris, because the only way to respond to that is to say that, you know, the facts are that in the next 30 to 40 years, white people just might be in the minority in this country. White America, especially white men, are deathly afraid, Chris, of becoming a minority and being, they think, subjected to what a lot of white men in history have subjected to minorities. You know, I think cancel culture is a code here for saying the white race, we can't afford to let ourselves become a minority. And we have to fight back and do everything we can, whether it's overt or subvert, unconscious or explicit, to stop it.
Well, do you think this red meat message is resonating, and do you think it'll win him some votes?
Absolutely, I do. I think that he will get closer to Joe Biden. But here's the problem that I think that Donald Trump has. I think he's going to have a much more difficult time this time because people have seen the results of his presidency over the last 4 years, the division, the incompetence, the lying, that I just don't think enough voters to win an election are going to support him.
That's political analyst Otis Sanford. He joins us each week to talk about politics. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Chris.
This is WKNO News.